to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Baby cried the day the circus came to town, 'cause she didn't want parades just passing by her. So she painted on a smile and took up with some clown, while she danced without a net up on the wire. I know a lot about her, 'cause you see, baby is an awful lot like me. Don't cry out loud, just keep it inside. Learn how to hide your feelings. Fly high and proud, and if you should fall, remember you almost had it all. Baby saw that when they pulled the big top down, they left behind her dreams among the litter. In the different kind of love she thought she found, there was nothing left but sawdust and some glitter. But baby can't be broken, 'cause you see, she had the finest teacher, that was me. I told her, don't cry out loud, just keep it inside.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. And, hey, guess what? Today is Election Day in Pennsylvania, and I was just over at the polls handing out some information on UN Agenda 21, which, of course, you know, some nitwits don't want to take because, in fact, one guy, I'm holding it. He said, well, I'll read it while you hold it. I said, listen, pal, I don't have time for you to read it while I hold it. It's not going to burn your hands either. Take the information or just keep on stepping. I can't take these morons anymore. I am telling you, I have overdosed on morons for one lifetime. Please, I can't take them anymore. It's like in the immortal words of Popeye, it's all I can stand. So I can't stand no more. I am done like a duck's dinner with morons. Stands there and read it. Stands there and while I hold it so he can read it. What? You're just an idiot. And this is what we have voting, okay? We have morons out there. I can't take them anymore. I'm telling you, these elected people and these idiots out there, no wonder we are where we are today. Did you ever ask yourself how we got here? Why America is the way it is today in 2011? Does anybody ever bother to say, wait a second, gee, George, I wonder how we got here to where we are today? Oh, boy, it must be the Democrats doing it. No, it's those Republicans. They're the reason we are where we are today. It's all their fault. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I am telling you, really, I'll tell you in about the last 24 hours or so, I've about had it, okay? I've had it with people telling me what I should say, people telling me what I should think. I don't think it's going to work for me. So anyway, here's the call-in number, 800-313-9443. I'm Maggie Rodden, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'm going to give you my opinion, and if you don't like it, oh, well, such is life in the big city, right? Anyway, 800-313-9443 is the call-in number today. If you would like to call into the show, I will be back in 3 minutes with my guests, so don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Black D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, then I suggest you get in contact with us. 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. 800-724-2719. You can also write to us. Our address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on Twitter at RBN Live. If you are into tweeting and want to follow what is happening on Republic Broadcasting Network, then that's one of the ways to do that, besides listening to the unsolicited opinion of myself, my guests, and, of course, all the other hosts who are on here helping to redistribute the truth, which we need so desperately in America, don't we? I am telling you, honestly, we do. And I just read something on the Internet that Carl Sagan, remember him, the astronomer, used to be on Johnny Carson all the time. He had a very unique voice. And he said, it is far better to grasp the universe as it really is than to persist in delusion, however satisfying and reassuring. And isn't that the truth? Boy, I'm telling you, I just wish we could get some people to face reality, wake up and smell the coffee, because it certainly is a difficult thing to do. That's all I got to say. It is certainly a difficult thing to do. Next to impossible, actually. It really is. But anyway, call the number 800-313-9443 is the number. And my website, let me give that out too, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I've got a lot of great information on my website. none that I've written. All links to everybody else and tons of information. You really need to get into the game, at least know what's happening to you if you're not going to do anything about it. Might be nice to be informed about what is going to happen, or else you can just keep your head in the sand and, you know, ignore it. You can do that, won't change anything, but you can do that if that'll make you feel better, then go for it. Because sometimes the truth is a real bite, and you really don't want to know it because it makes you uncomfortable. It makes you kind of miserable. It makes you a little anxious. It makes you a little upset. And sometimes it even prompts you to take a little action. But, you know, if you want to just, you know, ignore everything, you can keep doing that as well, because that's why we are where we are today. Because all of us, in one way or another, have collectively done diddly squat, and hence this is where we are today. We haven't wanted to face the truth, because the truth, well, you know what? It's a bite in the rear end sometimes, isn't it? I mean, the hard, raw, unadulterated truth is a bite in the rear end sometimes. So like that nitwit at the polls this morning when I was trying to give him information, standing there, won't touch it. Don't touch the truth. Whatever you do, don't let it get into your hands. Don't feel it, because then, God, you may feel compelled to do something about it. So it's much easier just to ignore it. But anyway, let me bring my guest on. My guest has been on before to tell us about her plight, and she is amongst many, 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 I can't even count that high, actually, the number of people around the country who are being tortured and harassed and persecuted by the corruption that exists and is prevalent throughout our entire country. It doesn't make any difference whether it's the Dog Catcher School Board, President of the United States, Congressman. It's absolutely irrelevant. Pick one. Pick anyone. It's all the same game, and she is being tortured by code Nazis, code Bolsheviks, whatever you'd like to call them, useful idiots, people who are going along to get along down in Florida. And so she's coming back on with me to tell me what has happened to her most recently. My guest this morning is Shirley Pfister, and she's involved with a group called Face Off, which is an acronym for Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. And I want to welcome Shirley to the show today. How are you, Shirley?
Hey, Maggie. I am hanging in there. Nice
Good.
To hear you.
Nice to hear you too, kiddo. So if you would, Shirley, give a little background for people who'd never heard you before and didn't hear about your story when you were on with me a couple months ago. Give them a little rundown on what happened to you and where we are currently with
okay.
what they're doing to you down there in good old Florida.
I've renamed
right?
it, Maggie. I've got a great little phrase for Pensacola, Florida.
Can you say it on the air?
Yes, I can. It's a pretty little town by the sea that has lost all empathy.
Yeah, there you go.
And so what has happened to me is I own a very valuable piece of property, waterfront property, on Perdido Key. It is situated next to a commercial marina and restaurant. I have had problems with this marina restaurant probably for the last, well, since my husband died 8 years ago. With encroachment problems, tearing down my fence when nobody's watching on a Sunday morning that I have to call the cops out there to get him to stop, him using the residential lot next to my property as a commercial road for traffic in and out of his marina that I have complained about many occasions to code enforcement, and they refuse to stop him from using it as a road. He started a dredging project on his marina back in January, and I had moved onto my property because I had lost my home to foreclosure because I am one of those people who did not get paid their flood insurance, and I paid $3,000 a year for flood policy that did not cover my home, and my home was destroyed by a 16-foot wall of water. When I moved onto my property, this dredging project was beginning, and all of a sudden within a few weeks after moving onto it in my camper, I come home and find a posted code violation telling me that I can't be on my property and I must move my camper, my storage building, my boat, and nothing can be on my property. I addressed the county board of commissioners with the situation and asked for a variance in order for me to use the property that I own while I finish a school that I had started out at Pensacola State. And they had no sympathy, no empathy. They actually answered my request within a three-day period, which is quite obvious that nothing happened. But the thing that really caught my attention in their letter was when they wrote at the end of the response to me was the only remedy this is the county administrator that made this comment. The only remedy that we can see for your situation is to have your property rezoned commercial, and we can assure you that is likely never to happen. So they're right off the bat telling me you're not going to get any help here.
Yeah.
It continued on, and they started fining me because I wouldn't leave my property until I was up to $700 in fine, and I finally moved off of my property.
$700?
$700 in fine. They fined me every 2 weeks until they drove me off of my property. Then I asked for a hearing because I wanted to know what the complainant had had against me that he wanted to turn. I truly believe all of this is about the dredging, because the dredging of that marina took place in February and March. He dug up all of the spool in that marina. That's a 50-year-old marina. He created a berm with all of that he was digging out of that hole. He put no protective measures in place to protect private property from the runoff of this contaminated soil from his marina. He put no erosion control in place when he finished, and then he used all of that nasty contaminated soil and elevated his property 2 to 3 feet above mine, where it has gradually flowed onto my property for the past 9 months. When I contacted the Corps of Engineers, they didn't want to deal with this, and I know that the permit was violated, so they sent me to DEP and EPA, and after 47 people that I have had correspondence with between EPA, Corps of Engineers, and DEP, nobody has addressed the fact that they allowed a marina to take the bottom soil out of that marina and use it as topsoil and did not make them take that contaminated soil off of the property. I believe that is why I was run off of my property. I went to a hearing last week, and I was at the hearing, basically, I was not allowed to ask hardly any questions. The complainant was within the courtroom with the judge before I arrived. Obviously, he had already gotten her sympathy because she treated him like her ill father when I walked in and told me immediately that this man, Mr. Henderson, had surgery. He would be questioned first, and she would allow him to leave because he could not stand long. And then when the questioning started, he made the comment that he didn't really file the complaint himself. He filed it on behalf of someone else. Who did you file it for, Mr. Henderson? Well, I don't really remember their name. So what we have here is we have a complaint that was filed that nobody will want to put their name on, but it's being enforced on me. Now, I went and took pictures of properties around my area within a mile from me of other vacant properties with campers and utility buildings on them and boats and trailers, and I turned them into county code enforcement to see how they would address those complaints. None of those people were made to move their campers. People are still living in their campers on vacant lots. Nobody has been fined, only me. The only thing that I can see out of this, Maggie, is this is discrimination. This is where a city allows its county agencies to selectively choose who they want to enforce the law on. I believe it is because I have a very valuable piece of waterfront property that somebody else wants, and the city wants to make sure that the commercial business owner has access to it. Recently, he put up a fence, a 6-foot wooden fence on the property line. I came by my property a few days later. He had his construction crew on my property nailing 2x8 into his fence to hold it up and securing them on my property. So not only do I not get to use my property is used by the commercial business owner to maintain his property, and I have no recourse. So,
you know, go ahead, Shirley.
No, I just have come to the conclusion that this is nothing more than a discrimination suit, and I think it needs to be looked at that way, because you cannot write laws, and this is what this county has done, because Escambia County, this is not a constitutional law, this is a county ordinance that they have put in place.
Hold on a second, Shirley, because we've got to go to break. 3 minutes, we'll be back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. 800-313-9443 is the number to chime in when we come back. We'll be back in three. Don't change that dial.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Feeling end. It's everything I am, everything I wanna be. I can see what's mine now, finding out what's true. Since I found you, looking through the eyes of love. Love, I can take the time, I can see my life as it comes up shining now, reaching out to touch you. I can feel so.
everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, Twitter, RBN Live. You can find me on Facebook at Unsolicited Opinion. And I also tweet, and you can find me at Maggie_in_USA, because we are here in the good old U.S. of A. Well, it's still called that, but what we see happening really is in conflict with what the founding fathers had in mind, isn't it? Really is. I mean, it's entirely the opposite. In fact, you know what? We're really in a communist country. People haven't just figured that one out yet. But my guest this morning, Shirley Pfister, who is a freedom fighter down in Pensacola, Florida, she really gets it. And Shirley, keep telling us about what has happened to you down there. It's just so outrageous. If the fact that laws aren't applied equally doesn't wake people up, I don't know what will, Shirley. I honestly don't. I really don't know. I guess when they're all everybody standing in a soup line somewhere hoping they're going to get a little hot water that they're going to get to pretend is soup, maybe that'll wake them up. I don't know. People like to ignore reality. I know that much.
Yeah, and you know what else, Maggie? People, I've noticed that officials and a lot of lawyers do not like to hear the word discrimination. They do. They look for any word they can to use other than to use that word. That's what I've noticed when I've gone through all of the proper channels to try and address this issue. I've gone to the Board of Commissioners. I've gone to the county attorney. I've gone to the Code Enforcement Board, and I can't seem to get anybody to want to address the issue that this ordinance is being enforced only on this person. Why aren't all these other people being told to move out of their campers and move it off their property?
Now, yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, and the thing is, Maggie, I truly believe it's about the property and not about me using it. They've created a very hostile and stressful environment for me now, to the point that I've had some medical problems because of the stress over the year. And it seems like they're relentless in this pursuit of getting me off of my property, but they're not concerned on getting anyone else off of their property. So that has to make somebody sit up and go, hey, what's going on here? Well, down the road from me, this is on Perdido Key.
It's on what's the name of the key?
Perdido Key, Florida.
Perdido, okay.
Yeah, home of the white sandy beaches, you know.
Yeah.
This dredging project that went on, now you think about how much oil, gas, and diesel is at the bottom of this marina, Maggie, over 50 years.
Oh, yeah, a lot of it, for sure.
Okay, and so I've got pictures of black mud in this hole, and they used all of this soil to create topsoil. Now, right after that happened, they dredged the canal in the Seguenza Cove that runs behind some of the other houses. During that dredge, that soil had to be pulled out with a backhoe, put in a container on the barge, and then that container had to be emptied into trucks, and that stuff had to be trucked off of the sea. Now, why is it that a marina can dig up his marina, the bottom of his marina, and use it as topsoil, and the canal had to dig it up and take it off of the quay to another site?
Yeah.
There's different standards going on here.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, it's just amazing. I don't know. It's not amazing. I don't even know why I use that word anymore. I guess I have to find another word. Maybe one of my buddies who likes to tell me what I should or shouldn't say, maybe they'll call in and tell me, oh, don't use that word. Use this word instead. I'm a little aggravated by that today. If you can't tell, I don't like people telling me what I can say. I've had enough of that crap for one lifetime, and, you know, I won't, I don't tolerate that real well. The older I get, the less tolerance I have for that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's just amazing to me that it just shows the level of corruption. What this really is a perfect example of, surely, is the level of corruption, how deep it runs, how pervasive it is, that no one there feels obligated to stand up for the truth. Listen, we got to take another quick break, okay. Shirley. We'll be all back right. in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number. Please don't go away. Please stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Somebody told me a long, long time ago, baby, I feel a change in me is coming on. I found the strength I need to carry on.
everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. And I can tell you from that last line in that song, who is Melissa Manchester, for those of you who don't know who it is you're listening to, I'm playing Melissa Manchester today. Anyway, well, we know that my guest, Shirley Pfister, isn't afraid to take a stand because she's been taking a stand down there in Pensacola, Florida, trying to fight against the corruption that exists down there. But, you know, Shirley, honestly, it's amazing to me the number of people who lack a conscience.
Well, that amazes me, too. And, I've written the Attorney General in Tallahassee about this. Her advice to me would start at my county level, go to my county attorney, because obviously the county attorney is responsible for making sure that the county agencies do not overstep their, to keep them in line, basically.
I mean, right.
Somebody has to be accountable to these agencies. They can't just run rampant on their own. But obviously they are, because I went and had a meeting with the county attorney, and she offered of no solutions other than for me to go sit down and have another meeting with county code enforcement.
Please. I mean, it's obviously they're not applying the law. I thought we were supposed to have equal protection under the law. Obviously, that's not the case. So how can you just say, oh, go sit down and have another conversation? How many conversations have you had in the last 8 years, Shirley? 750 by now?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then I'm going to go back and write the Attorney General, and I'm going to send her a PowerPoint presentation of all of the infractions that people are not being held to, that I am being held to, and I'm going to send her a PowerPoint presentation of the marina that was dredged and used to topsoil. But until I find an attorney that's willing to stand up for me on a discrimination charge, I'm floundering, because I have to have an attorney that got, I hate to use this word, but balls
some
gonads to a city.
Yeah, yes. An attorney who actually honors the oath that they took. I think they take an oath when they join the bar, don't they? I think they do.
Yes, they take an oath. And obviously, judge takes an oath, too. But this judge that I went in front of the other day obviously cares nothing about an oath she took when she allowed a complainant to stand up there and say, yes, I brought a complaint against this person on the behalf of someone else, but I don't remember who they were.
Yeah, please. What kind of horse manure is that? I'm telling you.
That is nothing but horse manure, and for a judge to allow that is pretty sad for our judicial system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? You know, I don't know if you had gotten onto the network yet or not when I was rambling on talking about the nitwits over at the polling places, because it's elections happening today here in Pennsylvania. And, people, one person walking by, oh, I'm mad at the Republicans or I'm mad at the Democrats. It's like, don't you get it? They both suck. Haven't you figured that out yet? That we are where we are today because they both suck and they've both sold us down the river? I don't know why people haven't, it hasn't dawned on them yet. And I don't know, Shirley. I'm giving up on humanity. Can we have another choice? Is there another choice out there we can have? I'm sick of humanity.
Oh, well, if we had another choice, I would run to it because I'm serious. But
I know.
People are afraid to fight government because it is so corrupt that you can't get anywhere with them, because they find ways to, when they want something, and I truly believe, Maggie, this city bought a very, very small piece of land that went down to the water because they wanted to do a kayak park for people to come and launch their kayaks out on Perdido Key. This place is less than a half a mile from my house.
Well, you know what's going to happen, though, Shirley? I'm going to tell you one thing that's going to happen, because it's always happened historically. What's going to happen is this corruption will continue, and it's going to continue. It's not going to go away anytime soon. It's going to continue until the economy collapses, and then you're going to see massive rioting. I was watching something last night, and I remember this in 92 with the Rodney King verdict, which was a corrupt verdict. Those police who beat him should have been convicted of assault, charges and whatever other charges were brought. I don't remember. It's not the point. But the point is the rioting that took place then. America ain't seen nothing yet of the kind of stuff that's going to hit the fan when the economy collapses and when the fat lady sings and the people have finally figured out, Democrat and Republican, that there ain't no free lunch no more. They haven't seen anything yet of what's going to take place in this country. And the people who burnt other people like this, these corrupt officials, I'm sure there's a lie. I'm sure you're not the only one, Shirley.
Oh,
I'm sure you're not the only one they've jammed. And somebody out there that they've jammed is going to do a little jamming back to them. I'm sure of that. It's just a matter of time because that's how the game rolls. Sooner or later, people do take revenge, don't they?
I think you're right. I think we're going to have a revolution in this country. I don't know when it's going to come about, but I truly believe you're right, Maggie. People are getting fed up, but the other problem is a lot of people are afraid to stand up.
Oh, I know that.
It takes a lot of energy to deal with this on a day-in and day-out basis. The stress that it puts on the human psyche and the physical body of fighting a city and county government for your right as a property owner is incredible to what it does to the health of the human body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really does. It really is. You got to take care of yourself, Shirley. Do a little, I don't know, I'm suggesting this and not being sarcastic, but maybe some yoga and some of that meditative type stuff. I don't know.
I do all of those things, Maggie, and that's the only reason I'm still standing and fighting is because I believe good will win over evil.
Well,
my faith takes me there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know when it will happen, but I do believe that good always wins over evil somehow.
Well, I have to agree with you, Shirley. I really do. I've said this before on the show. Karma is a very interesting thing. What happens? People who are rotten, eventually, one way or another, they get their comeuppance one way or another in life. So it seems, even though it might not be in such a timely fashion as one would like, it does seem to be that way, that they experience something. Let's take a caller, Shirley.
Okay.
We have Rodney in Illinois. Hi, Rodney. How are you today?
Hi, Maggie. I'm on speakerphone at the moment. Is that all right?
Well, take me off speakerphone, please, because it's going to be a bad connection.
Okay. I'm sorry. The name of your guest again, please?
Shirley.
Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
I'm a carpenter by trade, and, most of my working life I've gotten along fine just with verbal contracts. Well, once upon a time, had a real loser, a deadbeat, contract with me and didn't pay me. Well, my situation that I'm describing, it isn't nearly as dramatic as yours. I was, never made the papers or anything, but I couldn't afford a lawyer, and it wasn't worth it. I had to, take the card, the hand that was dealt me, and I had to deal with it. I had to play it, which meant I had to go to the law library and figure out what my options were. I spent countless hours at the law library. I was able to proceed with my own complaint, my own pleadings. And at one point in time, I found an invaluable resource in a course offered by Dr. Frederick Graves. He's also a host on RBN on Friday nights. You can find access to his course at jurisdictionary.com. Or just go to RBN. He very possibly has a banner up there. But his course deals with fundamentals, and when you understand 90% of what the lawyers understand, and you know that you have options, and and you can focus on where you need to study and research, and you can proceed with a little confidence. And I'm always reminded of the proverb, the wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Now, if these people are wicked, and I agree with you that they are, you need to be bold as a lion and make them flee if they don't know enough to flee without somebody pursuing them. And you do that. If the courts are your only remedy, then unless you can find an attorney and you've got a bottomless purse to pay one, which and you can never trust them, and you need and you really need this course so you can actually stay on top of what this attorney might do to make sure he's not you know, fudging and otherwise leaving your best options in the drawer. And I was successful in my case, and it was simply because you know, I had to do what I had to do, and that was educate myself. You know, I'm not a public orator, I'm not a writer, but and I'm not I didn't do that well in school, but I had to do the research and spend the time and proceed, and I found it an invaluable lesson in life. And you know, I wish you had easy answers to your dilemma, but there are other hosts on RBN that you might find access to perhaps you know, a few minutes conversation. One is Ralph Winterroud. He's on Sunday evenings, and you can find these people's contact information on the RBN website. Just look under hosts. They've got their web address and phone numbers and possibly an email, et cetera.
And that's RBN.
Another is Jerry Kirk. He's on Saturday nights. He used to live in Florida, and he knows all about coastal law. You know, I hate to, you know, volunteer his assistance, but the man is very generous with his time, and he might be able to steer you in a few directions, and. But basically, Maggie, I just called in to encourage her and give her the bad news that, yeah, she's got an awful lot of work ahead of her, and she may have to carry the torch by herself.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Rodney. Thanks so much.
Rodney, thank you.
Dr. Frederick Graves is from Florida, actually.
Oh, is he? Oh, all right.
I don't
all
know
right.
his locale. He's I'm assuming he's retired now. He was he's different as an attorney because he didn't go to law school until he was in his midlife, and he has a very unique perspective of the system. You know, he wasn't, you know, it, and it's quite evident in his course. And I think his course is about $250, and about there's like 24 hours of well, not 24. I forget exactly how many hours of lectures that you have access to, but it just he explains it as you would. You would hope that an honest lawyer would explain the system to you, and I can't encourage you enough that to get that course and spend the you know several hours just listening. And he, what that course will tell you, if you hire an attorney, if your attorney is doing things properly, I mean the essentials of getting things on the record, you know the essentials of how to use discovery, the essentials on how to do your research in order to include in your pleadings such things that will discourage a lower court judge from ruling against you because he knows that higher courts have already ruled this way and that it will be reversed if he rules against you. And then you may have to go to an appeal. And, you know, who knows, you may be able to get stays. You may get, you know, get an injunction, get, you know, you know, get a sympathetic judge to do what's right. But you have to force these guys to do it right. You can't just go in with a smile and a short skirt and think that's going to persuade them. They're persuaded by their own reputation and their career. And if you put their reputation and career on the line by ruling against you, then that's what makes them sit up and take notice. And
okay. All right. Rodney, I'll have her. I'll link that up there because I know Dr. Graves is on jurisdictionary.com. I know he's on the show here on – or has a show, rather, on Republic Broadcasting. Thanks, Rodney. I want to grab another caller real quick. Thanks for calling in, Rodney. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Let's go to Mark in Michigan. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
I do enjoy your show. I'm sorry, your guest's name I couldn't remember.
Oh, that's okay, Shirley.
Shirley.
Yes.
I was all the previous caller was mentioning Jerry Kirk, and I was going to mention him also only because he invites people. He will give you his home phone number, and he invites people to call him, and he will have extensive conversations and steer you. But, you know, it's really unfortunate because I think what people are waking up to now is the fact that we no longer live in the country that we grew up in or the country we thought this was.
I know.
And we aren't property owners. I own my house. It's paid off free and clear until I stop paying the taxes, and then I find out I'm just a renter. And in 3 years, they'll take it away from me. And so, you know, we have this illusion of property ownership and until, you know, the state or a municipality decides they want it for some reason. But fighting these people, it's hard. I tried one time in another area, and the problem is that the people you're fighting get a paycheck. And when we try, we don't get a paycheck fighting it.
Yeah.
And so it's just awfully difficult. But, Maggie, I love your show. But,
oh, thank you.
Jerry Kirk on RBN really knows his stuff as far as law. And like I say, if you go to the RBN website and if you listen to his show, he will give you his phone number to call him off the air and have extensive conversations with you.
Excellent.
Okay? Best of luck, and thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. We're going to hit a break, and then we've got another caller. So we're going to hit a break any second now. I'll be hearing the cue music, hopefully.
Okay.
So listen, everybody, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. There's AQ music. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away. We will return.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and you are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, which, of course, we are all redistributors of the truth here on this network, whether you like it or not. The truth is the truth, right? Can it be two things? No, I don't think it can. Can it be both black and white? No, I don't think it can. But lies can be both black and white, can't they? But this is the truth that you hear on this network and all its unvarnished rough nature, I guess. I'm looking for some adjectives here. None are readily coming to mind. But the call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest today is Shirley Pfister. She is a victim of the corrupt system down in Florida, as are many of my guests, victims of corruption, Texas, Florida, California. Really doesn't make any difference. Washington, Idaho, doesn't matter. The corruption abounds, and it's all over the country, and our country is collapsing because of the weight of corruption and of the ignorance that abounds. And boy, does it abound everywhere. I can't stand it much more. But anyway, Shirley, do you have any comments you want to make before we take a couple more callers?
No, other than I truly believe we have to start looking at this, Maggie, as especially this case, because when you selectively, are you there, Maggie?
Yeah, I am. I'm listening. Go ahead.
When you selectively enforce laws on certain people and you don't enforce it countywide on all residents that are in violation, there's no other word for that other than discrimination. There's just no other word for it. You just can't create a law and decide, okay, well, you know what? We're not going to let her stay on her land, but we're going to let this guy over here. And I think I told you when I came on last time, when I went and did all of these pictures, one of the pictures I took, and when I pulled the public records request, what had happened was one of the commissioners who I addressed at a commissioner's board meeting that gave me no empathy had written on one of these public, had written to code enforcement and told them to leave this resident alone and let him remain in his camper on a vacant lot if no other complaints are filed. So that to me is selective also. If when a commissioner says, oh, yeah, let that guy stay, but make her get off of her.
Oh, I agree. I agree. But, you know, I think Rodney, who had called in from Illinois, and I think American Michigan mentioned something as well. But, you know, I know you've done a lot of research on that stuff, Shirley, but maybe I think they might be right. Forget looking for a lawyer to represent you. You're no dummy. You're a smart cookie. Start reading the law books and start figuring out how you're going to represent yourself and do what you need to do, because the system is so corrupt. I doubt you'd find anybody, and they'd break your bank before you got anywhere with them anyway. So you're no – listen, you are equally as smart as they are, if not smarter, than the people you'd be paying to represent you. So I think maybe they have the right idea. You've come this far. You might as well go all the way. You know what I mean?
I do understand what you mean, but I have to continue to hope that we – I know at the last count there was 993 attorneys in Pensacola. This town is full of attorneys. All they do is sue people. That is their livelihood. I have to hope that there are some out there that actually went to law school to do good instead of just preying on people to make themselves rich. I have to believe that there are some decent attorneys out there. We can't go through life thinking, if we continue to go through life thinking that they're all bad, then all we do is set ourselves up for despair, you know, Maggie?
I understand what you're saying, but I think that maybe their point, and we got a quick 60-second break we're going to hit here real quick, Shirley, and I'll make my point when we come back.
Okay.
Listen, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. Everybody will be back in 60 seconds, so don't go away.
the next